Listen, we're on our own now, I told them from my place up at the tiller. Get that safety ship out of your heads. That's not fucking happening. It's just us. The only people who can get us out of this situation are ourselves, as a team. You can always choose to get back on that safety boat if you like, but if you do, you're not stepping foot back on Bounty's end. We have a job to do, so let's get those sails up. As the safety boat disappeared over the edge of our watery world, we began to feel as lost, tiny, and vulnerable as a midge that had been fired into space. Our first task was to get onto the nearest island, which was about a day away. I knew it was called Tofua, and that this was obviously the location Bligh went to, but beyond that, I didn't know much about the original voyage we were meant to be tracking. I deliberately didn't read up on Bligh himself, or read his journal of the voyage, which was published as The Mutiny on the Bounty. I didn't want to poison my mind by thinking how someone else did it. I wanted to do it my way. I was charting his journey, but doing it as me. Besides, it was also about authenticity. Captain Bligh didn't have a book to guide him, and I didn't want one either. That night, a terrible storm blew in. The wind picked up in the early evening, and by 7 o'clock, we were miserable, wet through, and being tossed like a leaf in the wind. And we were starving. Our ration was 3 ship's biscuits per day, and not only were they tasteless, they were so hard that I broke a tooth on one of them.